Riley Herbst from 2311 Racing here, and you know what grinds my gears? Waiting for coffee. But instead of counting frappes and lattes, I fire up Chumba Casino. No apps, no fuss, just fun social casino games to pass the time. By the time my coffee's ready,
order for Riley.
I've already taken a few victory laps. Next time you're stuck waiting, make it entertaining. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. Well, happy Friday to you, America. Hello from the beautiful palatial Liberty University studios, heavily fortified in our bunker in Memphis, Tennessee. So we've got a lot to talk about today, everybody. And, of course, it is also Open Line Friday, and that means you, the great listeners of this program, get to talk about whatever is on your mind, whatever question you might have. You get to call in and talk about it today. I always love Open Line Friday because you never know where the conversation is going to go, which is a lot of fun. So I want you to write down our telephone number and go ahead and get in line as we begin our conversation today. 901-260-5926. That's our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. So a lot of news surrounding Russiagate we're going to talk about. But right out of the gate, there is a bizarre story out of Colorado where a pair of deputies in Mesa County are in trouble. And the reason why they're in trouble is because they provided information, they shared information with federal immigration agents, ICE agents, right? So the Colorado Attorney General sued Mesa County last week because the sheriff there was cooperating with federal immigration agents on a drug task force. And among those that were caught up in the drug raid was a Brazilian college student who was arrested for an expired visa. So anyway, we understand that, again, two deputies there in Mesa County have now been placed on unpaid leave because they shared information with ICE agents following traffic stops. This is unbelievable. These individuals, these two deputies, were simply doing their job, ladies and gentlemen. That's all they were doing, their job. And now these guys have been taken off the force, and they've been placed on unpaid leave. So all of this centers around a 19-year-old nursing student who was pulled over by a deputy on a traffic stop. She was driving too close to a semi-truck. She was released with a warning after about 20 minutes, and that's when federal agents stopped her and arrested her shortly thereafter. And the reason why is because the deputy had shared the information in a group chat that included ICE agents. It turns out she was in our country illegally. And at some point, somebody's going to be doing the numbers here. I'm curious to know how many illegal aliens are getting an education courtesy of the American taxpayer. I'm very curious to know those numbers. Anyway, the governor there, Jared Polis, who's a Democrat, has forbidden any local government employees to share any information about illegals. So they're not allowed to. Now, there's a very simple solution to this, in my estimation. What we ought to be doing is going in, and every time the governor of a state does something like this, or a mayor or a police chief, then that state, that local organization, that local town should lose all of their federal funding. I mean, that's exactly how that should go down. But that's just me. I say we've got to start playing hardball. And we've got to do it now. And if we don't do it now, I hate to say this, it's not going to get done. It's just not. So anyway, that is the latest coming out of the immigration world. Also, You had ICE agents who were nearly run over. This happened, shots fired in near Colorado Springs. It is open warfare right now, open season on ICE agents across the nation. I mean, this is insanity. But the story from KKTV, and this is in El Paso County, Colorado, two people tried to ram their vehicle into a U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement officer, two officers, yesterday. The ICE agents were nearly hit by a vehicle driven by two illegals that were operating in the Colorado Springs area. Officers did open fire. They fired three shots into the vehicle. The bad guys were able to get away, so we're not quite sure at this stage whether or not the bad guys were hurt. Speaking of that, I've got to give a shout-out to a Good Samaritan in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Late last night, there was an armed robbery at a 7-Eleven gas station, and they had three bad guys. There was a customer inside the 7-Eleven who was a law-abiding gun owner, pulled out his gun and shot and killed one of the robbers. The other two got away. But our hat is off, and we salute the law-abiding gun owner for stepping up and intervening. You never know. I mean, look, you go into a 7-Eleven, you go to a gas station these days, you never know if you're going to be able to come out alive. So my hat is off to this law-abiding gun owner who took out a bad guy. And the fact of the matter is, there is one less robber walking the streets of Murfreesboro, Tennessee, right outside of Nashville. All right, 901-260-5926. Let's go to the phone. Stephen in Gainesville, Georgia, starting the day off. Hi, Stephen. What's on your mind?
I've got some thoughts about this illegal immigration thing and how we can handle it.
I am all ears, Stephen.
So I'm in the construction business. I build roads, and I have a lot of Hispanics and Guatemalans and guys that work for me. And we've talked about it, you know, and if they could all go down to the local courthouse and turn themselves in for crossing into this country illegally and walk out of there with a fine, and that fine could be as much as $100,000, and we could finance it to them for 4.9% interest, and if you do the math on it, it comes out to be $17.50 a day for 30 years, and at the end of that 30 years, they're as much of an American as you and I.
So you don't think we ought to just send them all back? We should give the ones who are working a shot.
Our country couldn't stand it.
Really?
I would be out of business tomorrow.
Why do you say that? Go ahead, Stephen.
I've tried all of my life to hire American guys and people that are here illegally. And, you know, as a society, we've ruined our working class. So the illegals are willing to do the hard work, you know, cement work, asphalt work, digging, whatever, shovels. And I have failed at finding legal people to do my trade. So, and I think there's a lot of people that would agree with that. All of our meat is cut by Hispanics for the most part. And if we don't have them, we can't survive as a society. But if we find them and we, I don't know what the interest would be at 4.9% interest at 12 and a half million illegals times $100,000. It's going to be in the trillions. And that solves our money problem too. You know, we could put that money toward the schools and the hospitals that they're, I'm going to say, not taking advantage of, but they just put a burden on.
It's one way to look at it there, Stephen. And again, I mean, you are experiencing this firsthand. My philosophy has always been send everybody back and come back legally. And if that means that we have to suffer, then so be it. I'm just shocked to hear, and I have to imagine you're paying it. Well, hold on, Stephen. Hold on. Let me talk. And then I'll let you talk. This is how we have a conversation here. So I'm imagining that you're paying a pretty good wage.
That's correct.
All right. So, I just don't understand why American-born workers will not do that kind of work.
because they're too lazy. They don't have to, they can't. They've been spoiled and babied so much all their life, they don't know how. They don't know how to work. And I've tried to hire them so many times, and I wind up getting so aggravated and so frustrated because nobody's ever taught them anything. So, you know, we got to do two things. As a society, we got to train our kids to take pride in a hard day's work. And just because you run a shovel all day don't mean that you're not as appreciated or as worth what someone else. It may be some other more desirable job. But the second thing is, for now, we have to find out a way to get the illegal people to keep them here and for a lack of a better term, make some money off of them. And use that money for some of our problems that we've created ourselves by letting them in.
All right. Well, Stephen, we'll open that up and your idea to the rest of the country here. Thank you for calling in. Stephen in Gainesville says there needs to be some sort of a penalty involved, but we need to let the illegals who are working stay. Stephen says he can't find any Americans who actually want to work. Is that your experience across the nation, ladies and gentlemen? Our telephone number is 901-260-5926. Again, 901-260-5926. Last night, Kamala Harris, man, I don't know if she's having a love affair with Josh, but that woman was completely hammered last night on Stephen Colbert's show. So much so that even Colbert, you could kind of tell, was a little uneasy. It was a weird situation last night. Cut number one.
I mean, there's a lot of personal stuff in the book. I mean, poor Dougie.
You're blowing the lid off of Doug? What's going on?
For example, my birthday's in October. The election's in November. You see where I'm going?
No, not really.
And Dougie kind of dropped the ball on my big birthday.
He didn't get you anything?
Oh, you have to read the book.
All right. Just tell me the page. Tell me the page. We're going to take...
Wow. That's insane. And so she just wouldn't stop laughing, the giggle. Ladies and gentlemen, let me just say something. After watching that last night, all I could do was get on my knees before bed and say, dear God, thank you so much for saving our nation from that. Can you imagine? That woman would have had her hand on the button, ladies and gentlemen. She's got no business being anywhere near the Oval Office, ever. Insanity. Kamala Harris on Colbert. We've got some more clips we'll play throughout the program. We do have to take a quick break here, going right to the phones. 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. A generation of children in El Salvador are lost to malnutrition, and the only way to a better future is through a school feeding program. Join me, Todd Stearns, in saving lives with food for the poor. When you click the Feed Their Future banner at ToddStearns.com, your gift of $100 will provide a child in El Salvador with daily school nutrition for a year. Call 855-353-4673 and make your most generous gift. The nutrition these children get in school is often their only meal of the day. Food for the Poor School Nutrition Program effectively addresses malnutrition and increases children's school attendance. Your donation will also support local farmers who produce the nutritional supplements that are needed to improve children's nutrition in El Salvador. Your gift will allow them to focus on learning rather than worrying about their next meal. Today, you have the power to feed a child or an entire classroom for a year. Click the blue banner at ToddStearns.com or call 855-353-4673 with a gift of $100 to feed their future. And welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Happy to have you with us. By the way, did you see the new designs for the White House ballroom? What an incredible, incredible addition that's going to be to the White House. And it just looks phenomenal. And the most amazing part of this, $200 million project at the White House is that President Trump is going to be paying for it all. So the president is using his own money. He's also getting donors to help out as well. But it's not going to cost the American taxpayer a single penny. And, you know, one of the reasons they're doing this, and there's going to be a lot of blowback in the media and people talking about President Trump desecrating the White House. That's not what's happening here. Whenever they have to have a huge event at the White House, they have to rent these massive tents. It messes up the yard. They got to hold it all outside on the White House lawn. It messes up the lawn. If it's raining, you've got it. There's mud everywhere. It's just a horrible thing. And so President Trump wants to do something that is going to enhance the experience for people coming to the White House. So anyway, 90,000 square feet is going to be one of the largest renovations to the historic the White House in decades. And again, the best part of it all is that President Trump is paying for it himself. By the way, the last time there was a major renovation, and a lot of people don't realize this, when they see the White House, they think, oh, this is the White House that was built after after Dolly Madison and after the British burned the building. That's not correct. It turns out the entire building was actually gutted. The only thing left standing was the facade. Everything else was completely gutted, and they had to steel fit. Everything inside the White House is made of steel. And the reason they did that, and that happened during Harry S. Truman's administration, his daughter, Margaret, was an accomplished pianist, and she was playing the piano upstairs one day in the residence, the private residence, and the piano nearly came through the floor. So they had to pretty much gut the entire building. And during that time, I believe that President Truman and his wife, Bess, actually lived in Blair House, which is the temporary residence that the incoming president normally stays in. But there you go. Well done. Well done, Mr. President. Well done. Let's go to the phone lines here, 901-260-5926. Let's say hello to Robert in Arkansas. And, Robert, I understand that you agree with Stephen from Georgia.
Now, hold on there. I'd like to start with, I like what Trump's doing with the ballroom, and God bless America, and I'm a conservative. But I do agree with the previous caller, and I've seen it firsthand.
So what do you mean? You've seen this firsthand. What do you mean by that?
I do QA inspections on state highways. And the company that I've been inspecting for the last year and a half, at one time had 18 persons working. They brought in someone to do random drug tests, and all but four people refused to take them. That would be the whites, the blacks, they just said, yeah, see you later. They were left with four Hondurans who are the only ones that have been there in a year and a half. And if they've gone through one person, they've gone through 50.
Is that right?
Yes, sir. And those guys work. I mean, they want 6 days a week. They want 10-hour days. Which wears me out because I have to stand there and oversee. But yes, sir, I don't like it necessarily, but it is. Your last caller was telling the truth.
Oh, I'm not saying he wasn't telling the truth. I mean, I believe that. I think we do have a laziness problem in this country, and I think it was exacerbated by the government's response to the China virus. So I don't doubt that at all. I think the issue is, so does that mean that we should keep some of the illegals here as opposed to sending them all out? And I still think we have to get rid of them all, even if that is to our detriment. And the American people, I mean, if they're not going to get off their lazy butts and go work, then we get what we deserve.
I agree with that. I don't have the answer, but I will say this. They have to be, these four Hondurans that I'm speaking with, have to be approved by the state even to be on the job site.
Oh, that's interesting. All right, Robert, I got to run. We are super late for a break here, but thank you for calling in. All right, 901-260-5926. What do you think about President Trump's plans for the White House renovation? We'll be right back. Friends, I want to tell you about a new movie. It's called Sketch, and it's the latest from our good friends over at Angel Studios, the folks who are committed to bringing faith-based, family-friendly entertainment back to the big screen. Now, this one's a real treat. Sketch is imaginative, heartwarming, and just plain fun. Picture Stranger Things meets Inside Out, only clean, uplifting, and packed with values you can actually feel good about sharing with your kids. It's the story of a little girl whose sketchbook falls into a mysterious pond, and suddenly all her drawings come to life. It's got excitement, a little suspense, and a whole lot of laughs. If you're already a premium Angel Guild member, your two free tickets to Sketch are ready and waiting. If you're not, well, now's the time. Sign up today and see Sketch in theaters starting August 6th. Plus, you'll get access to Angel Studios' entire streaming library, content that reflects your values, honors your faith, and uplifts your family. If you're tired of the junk Hollywood keeps churning out and you're ready to support movies that are wholesome, meaningful, and made with heart, head over to angel.com/starns and become a premium Angel Guild member today. So it was in 1948 that Truman brought in the engineers. And the engineers were horrified. They found that the White House was actually in danger of collapsing, and they had to make immediate changes. So the Truman family moved into Blair House for, I think, 2 or 3 years, and that's how long it took them to actually rebuild. So the exterior, the original exterior was saved, but everything inside was brand new at the time. So this is really nothing new here, folks. And again, it's not as if President Trump is desecrating the White House. He's actually enhancing the White House, and I like that. And we've got the photos over on our Facebook page if you want to go check them out. But just really, really classy, classy work from the president. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Manny in Utah. Manny, what's on your mind today?
The White House, he's paying for it.
I'm sorry, say that again. Hello, Manny.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that. Yeah, Todd, first-time caller. I just had to chime in on this thing with Steven. You know, I'm from New Mexico, okay? And been around for 65 years. And I've seen a lot of these contractors in that state, okay, in that area. It's pretty close to El Paso, about 50 miles. They hire illegals because they pay them a lot less, you know. And that's to address that issue, in my opinion, Todd, it's very simple. When they're caught, they should be fined. Let's just say $5,000 the first time. You do it again, $10,000, and it would stop. You know, nothing's being done. I mean, Walmart even had a bunch of them at one time there. I forget what state it was in. They were illegal. And you're going to tell me that Walmart can't afford to pay, you know, a fair wage? I mean, this guy, if he's a contractor and he wants good people, he's got to pay a fair wage. You know, I mean, I don't know if he does or not. I know a lot of them there in New Mexico don't.
Well, you know, they're doing, you know, Manny, they're doing that because of the cheap labor. And honestly,
exactly.
Don't you think, though, that the people doing the hiring, the business owners, they're the ones who ought to, I don't know what they're finding the illegals. It ought to be 2 or 3 times that much for the companies that are hiring them.
Exactly. Well, they go, you know, they hang around at the Lowe's or Home Depot, and they're picked up every morning. The actual contractors will do that. They do that in New Mexico. I've seen it with my own eyes. And that's never going to change. Unless they start getting fined, you know?
It's a fair...
And then that way they would hire the college students and hire, you know, people that actually want to work, but they don't want to work for, you know, $6, $7.
Well, that's exactly right. And, you know, it's interesting, Manny. I was watching, someone suggested I follow this this lady on social media, and she was actually talking about how proud she was of her son, just graduated high school and was getting his very first job, and he wanted to forego college, and he's a construction worker, and the kid's loving it. She said he's just, you know, really just transformed himself into a really hard worker.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I mean, and you see, there's cases like that throughout our country. The thing is that that's never mentioned, okay? And these contractors that want to hire the people that don't want to pay them a wage that they can survive on, for example, you know, they're the ones that are pushing this agenda. And like I said, it's never going to change unless something's being done where they can hold their feet to the fire, you know?
Manny, let me ask you a question. You're a truck driver. Do you see a lot of illegals that are somehow have commercial driver's licenses?
You know, under this administration, sir, there's something that I am extremely proud of that President Trump has done. It's an executive order, I'm pretty sure. Congress hasn't touched it, you know, where we are now being subject to, we got to take a test, read, write, and speak English. That should have been done 20, 30 years ago. I've been doing this for 40 years, sir. I got my CDL in 1985, okay? And while we see out here, I wish every American citizen would see, and then I think they would vote different, in my opinion.
Manny, I think you're right. I truly do, and I think that's one of the reasons why that this president, Donald J. Trump, got more votes from minority voters than any other Republican in history, and I think people are waking up.
Yes, sir, I think you're right. I'll add this to what you just said, Todd. There was a lot of Democrats that voted for Trump. They will never admit it, though.
That's my opinion. You and me, but you better believe it. But look, I mean, when you look at how things are going, and of course, today we got some not so pleasant news, and a lot of that is Jerome Powell's fault, and we'll talk more about that a little bit later. But man, what Trump is doing with the tariffs, and the fact of the matter is, when it's all said and done, we could, the taxpayers could be getting rebates. If that happens, it's going to be a good time for Republicans.
Yes, I think it's going to be a good time for all of us. You know, they love this country. You know, I'm going, Todd, if you don't love my country, I gave 11 years of my life. Sir. If you don't love my country, pack your stuff. I'll help you pack. Get the help. Very simple.
Yeah, you're right. Manny, it is very simple. Manny, thank you for calling. Thank you for serving our great nation, by the way. And you be sure to give us a holler back one of these days. Be safe out there on the roads, my friend. What is it we say? Keep it between the ditches.
Yes, sir.
All right, Manny.
Now keep doing what you're doing. Awesome job, sir. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. All right. 901-260-5926. Oh, here's Kamala Harris on Stephen Colbert last night, cut number two.
I rolled calls, and that's me on a call. So you'll see my phone is actually on my lap. And I know I've been teased about this, but I like these kinds of ear pods that have the thing.
Yeah.
Because I've served on the Senate Intelligence Committee. I have been in classified briefings, and I'm telling you, like, don't be on the train using your ear pods and thinking somebody can't listen to your conversation. I'm just telling you, that's a little bit more secure.
What is this woman talking about? Also, she was asked, and this is a fascinating question. She was asked about who the leader is of the Democrats right now, because, I mean, they are completely lost. I mean, they have zero leadership, unless you want to count, you know, Jasmine Crockett or AOC. They got nobody. And here's what Kamala had to say about that, cut number eight.
You're not running for office right now. Yeah. You're stepping away from that life right now. Who's leading the Democratic Party? I'm just curious.
There are lots of leaders. And
there's generally a leader of the Democratic Party. You know, like, oh, that's the leader of the Democratic Party. Who comes to mind?
I think there are a lot of, I'm not going to go through names because then I'm going to leave somebody out and then I'm going to hear about it. But let me say this. I think it is a mistake for us who want to figure out how to get out and through this and get out of it
to put it on the shoulders of any one person. It's really on all of our shoulders. It really is.
She's smoking.
Madam Vice President, thank you so much for being here.
Good to be with you, Stephen.
All right. So look, here's the deal. They got nobody. She couldn't name anybody. That's why if they did have a leader, she would have named that person. But they got no leaders. They've got nobody. I mean, that's how insane this is. Donald Trump is literally sucking all of the political oxygen out of the room. I have never seen anything like this. You even have some Democrats now saying that Donald Trump has achieved more in his first 6-7 months in office than FDR did during his entire presidency. I mean, this is just really, really remarkable. So look, even CNN, they're talking about how the Democrat Party is in a free fall right now. Cut 16.
Democrats at this point are historically divided. It is a complete and utter mess. It is messier than a hoarder's basement. What are we talking about here? The national early poll leader, 25% plus. Normally, that's where Democrats are. Biden was at 25% plus in 2020. Hillary Clinton was in 08 and 16. Gore was in 00 and 04. At this particular point, there is no one in the Democratic race for president who's polling at 25% plus. The water is quite warm. If you're a Democrat potentially thinking about running in 2028, jump right in, because at this point, there is no front runner.
Is that because how people view the Democratic Party right now, is that contributing to this?
Yeah, I think that is in large part of what's going on, is one of the reasons why there is no front runner. Nobody wants to put anybody up at the top of their ballot list, is because at this particular point, the Democratic brand is in the basement. It is total and complete garbage in the mind of the American public. The Democratic Party's net favorable rating, record lows in all three. Wall Street Journal, 30 points underwater. CNN, 26 points underwater. Gallup, 26 points underwater. And that is being driven in large part by discontent within the Democratic base. The Democratic base wants something different. We'll ultimately end up seeing who they choose. It'll be quite the thing who ultimately gets the rose.
Yes, sir.
This is just fascinating here, folks, as we watch this all play out. But pay attention, because what I suspect is going to happen is that the party is going to lurch farther to the left. They have no other place to go, and they're not thinking right. They are being controlled by these radicals like Jasmine Crockett, AOC, Rashida Tlaib, and the younger members of the party who are radicalized. And they got radicalized coming up through the woke education system. So understand what's happening here. There is a reckoning underway right now in the world of politics. So after years, at least a decade of woke far-left education, many of these people are now in their 30s, early 40s, and they are being elected as Democrats. And so what's really happened overnight, and it's shocking to people like, say, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck E. Schumer, because, yes, they are liberals, but they're not far leftist. And that's the problem, is that the far leftists are the ones that are really controlling the Democrat Party right now. Meanwhile, look at what's happening in the Republican world. I mean, it's amazing, because the Republicans have bought in. It's almost as if we have jumped into the mainstream thinking now in the American public at large. People are sick and tired of the woke stuff. They are dealing with fatigue, by the way, on the culture war issues. They're done with the pronoun crowd and the transgender people and the fat, ugly, purple-haired women. They're done with all of that. And they're saying, you know what? It's okay to be beautiful. It's okay to be an attractive American. And that's what we're seeing with American Eagle and Dunkin' Donuts. And there's actually a young conservative Instagram that just got launched, and it's celebrating normal, beautiful, good-looking, successful young people, saying, you know what? It's okay. It's okay to be like that in America. And young people are jumping on board with that messaging right now. They love it. As a matter of fact, it's called the Young Right USA, and it just got launched. I mean, within the past couple of days, they already have 57,000 followers. Gen Z, and this is the description, Gen Z and Alpha are not lost. We're making conservative cool again. And I think there's something to that. And you see it with a lot of young people who are now no longer afraid to say, you know what, I'm a conservative. You know what, I voted for Donald Trump. You know what, I know my pronouns. I love it. All right, got to take a break. 901-260-5926, open line Friday. This is the Todd Stern Show. A major retail chain just canceled a massive order, leaving MyPillow with an overstock of classic MyPillows. Now it's your gain. For a limited time, MyPillow offering their entire classic collection at true wholesale prices. Get a standard MyPillow for just $19.98. Want more? Upgrade to a queen size for only $24.98 or king size for $29.98. Snag body pillows for $39.98 and versatile multi-use pillows for just $12.98. Visit MyPillow.com and use promo code STARNS or call 1-800-839-8506 to score these amazing deals. Plus, when your order totals $75 or more, you'll receive $100 in free digital gifts, no strings attached. That's right, premium pillows at unbeatable prices and bonus gifts to top it off. Don't wait. Head to MyPillow.com or call 800-839-8506 now. And don't forget to use promo code STARNS to grab your standard MyPillow for only $19.98 while supplies last.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, I was trying to figure out what to do this weekend. I have no plans. And so I was going onto a couple of websites and to see, oh, well, you know, what's going on this weekend? Finally, the heat wave has broken and we're celebrating. For the entire month of July, it never got below 90 degrees in Memphis. It was exhausting. So anyway, I was perusing through some of the activities that were happening in the Mid-South. And Parker, I know that, you know, football is starting to get a little, it's, you know, we're into the jamborees, and Little Starnes was, had the football jamboree last night and did a great job. But I also noticed there was an event this weekend, something called goat yoga. Have you ever done the goat yoga?
Definitely not. Have you?
No. And I think I've seen this too. I think I was driving past it. I was over in Shelby Farms back in the spring, and I saw all these people doing yoga. And then I saw these little critters. And at first I thought they were just weird-looking dogs. But I think they may have been goats. So the way this works, as near as I can tell, and they say it's very relaxing, is that you they provide the goats, and you show up with your little yoga mat, and you do the you know, you get into your yoga poses, and then apparently the goat mounts you, and I'm not sure I don't want anybody mounting me.
See, I just don't get the benefit or the relaxation aspect of that at all.
I just think it would be bad. Pardon me. I don't know. Pardon me.
That was great.
Catch in my throat.
Yep.
This is at the Overton Park Shell. It's called Goat Yoga. And here's the little descriptor. Has something got your goat recently? Or someone? I don't know what goes on in your life. Get your goat back with some goat yoga. What is this even? They don't explain what it is, except that it costs $25. And you got to pay $5 if you don't have your own mat. So $30 for a goat to step on your butt. I don't understand that. And what happens if the goat has an accident? Do you have to pay extra? And it seems to me that would stress me out. I would be more stressed out. All right, is the goat going to nibble on me? Is the goat going to have a, you know, an accident, inadvertently go poopy? I mean, it's a goat. And by the way, how does the goat know that it's yoga? I mean, how do you know? The goat may be thinking, and I don't know, but if you're, let's just say you got your half moon or your full moon going on, and the goat's like, you know, hey, baby, I don't know what's going through the goat's mind. I'm just saying, that could end up very, very inappropriate.
You're asking all the right questions. Now, you talked about if the goat has an accident. Yeah. I think you should have to pay less for that. Not more. I should get a discount if the goat has an accident.
Exactly. Oh, my word. There are just so many things here. So many things that could go wrong. I just don't know about this. Is that the only animal? Is that the only kind of critter yoga they have out there, ladies and gentlemen? I have never experienced goat yoga. I got banned. I tried to do yoga many years ago after my open heart surgery. They told me it was relaxing. You know, you zen the whole nine yards. Unfortunately, my half moon turned into a full moon, and they told me not to come back.
I found out that cat accident. Yoga is also a thing.
I'm sorry, what?
Yep, cat now, yoga.
You know those cats, they hate people. They hate humans. And I'm not too fond of them either.
I agree. Now, I'm a dog person all the way.
You're a dog person? So I could see the dog. I could see dog yoga. But the problem with dog yoga is they would like just, you know, I guess, I don't know, kind of cuddle with you instead of doing whatever the goat's doing on top of you. Get that goat off my butt. I'm just saying, it's a little weird and might violate a couple of commandments. We'll be right back, America.
The North Carolina Department of Transportation is hosting a meeting 4 to 7 p.m. August 12th at Faulkner Elementary School, 3931 Naco Road, Greensboro, on its plan to improve passenger and freight rail operations along the Piedmont Corridor. Visit ncdot.gov.
Live from the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. We have a little bit of breaking news to share with you. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Program. Happy to have you with us today. And this is a little weird. President Trump has been very unhappy with Russia, and he is very displeased with Vladimir Putin, and especially others in the Russian government. And I want to read to you something that the president just wrote on Truth Social. And here we go. Based on the highly provocative statements of the former president of Russia, Dmitry Medvedev, who is now the deputy chairman of the Security Council of the Russian Federation, I have ordered two nuclear submarines to be positioned in the appropriate regions. Just in case these foolish and inflammatory statements are more than just that, words are very important and can often lead to unintended consequences. I hope this will not be one of those instances. Thank you for your attention to this matter. So, this is not good. I'm just saying it's just not good. So, I want to read to you what Medvedev had to say. He is reminding President Trump of Russia's doomsday nuclear strike capability. So basically, we've got a war of words going on here. And Trump, I will say, is pretty serious about this. And the president is going to play hardball. We'll see how all of this plays out. But again, this statement coming from President Trump shared just a little while ago by Pete Hegseth. No, I don't think we're going to war just yet. But Trump is pretty fed up with all of this. Want to read this to you as well. This is about an hour ago. The president writing this on True Social. I've just been informed that almost 20,000 Russian soldiers died this month in the ridiculous war with Ukraine. Russia has lost 112,500 soldiers since the beginning of the year. That is a lot of unnecessary death. Ukraine, however, has suffered greatly. They've lost approximately 8,000 soldiers since January 1st, and that number does not include their missing. So wait a second. Ukraine's lost 8,000, Russia 112,000. Ukraine has also lost civilians, but in smaller numbers, as Russian rockets crash into Kiev and other Ukrainian locales. This is a war that should have never happened. This is Biden's war, not Trump's. I'm just here to see if I can stop it. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I have a question for you, because this issue has really divided MAGA world. Should the United States get involved in this? Do we have a dog in this fight? And if so, what does that look like? What exactly does U.S. involvement look like? Do we send troops? Do we fire missiles? Or do we just give it all to Ukraine? But again, President Trump is not messing around here. Now, yesterday, Trump told Medvedev to watch his words, warning the former Russian president and prime minister after he criticized President Trump's foreign policy. And Trump is right. It's not his war. This is Joe Biden's. This thing should have been stopped before it ever got started. President Trump yesterday saying this, Russia and the USA almost no business together. Let's keep it that way. Until Medvedev, the failed former president of Russia, who thinks he's still president, to watch his words. He's entering very dangerous territory. So Trump's telling the Russians, you better watch yourself. You better check yourself here. You're about to say something that you're going to regret. Since reading from The Hill, by the way, since returning to office in January, Trump and his administration have pushed for an end to the three-year war between Russia and Ukraine without any success. At times, President Trump has aired frustration with both sides over lack of progress on a ceasefire agreement. So Trump is trying to get everybody to stop shooting at each other, but it's not working. And now you've got a bunch of hawks on Capitol Hill that actually want President Trump, hear me on this, people like Lindsey Graham, they want President Trump to declare war on Russia. Is that where we need to take this, ladies and gentlemen? Because that's where it's going right now. And now you have President Trump, within the hour, announcing that he's ordered two nuclear submarines to be positioned in appropriate regions. We don't know where those regions are just yet. But this is getting hot under the collar. So the question is, what do we do? Do we stay completely out of it and let Russia and Ukraine battle to the end? Or do we intervene and intercede on behalf of Ukraine? 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. The president again, and I'm going to read President Trump's statement that he posted just moments ago on True Social. I have ordered two nuclear submarines to be positioned in the appropriate regions just in case these foolish and inflammatory statements, and those are statements from the Russians, are more than just that. Words are very important and can often lead to unintended consequences. I hope this will not be one of those instances. All right, so this is breaking news. We'll let you know. By the way, our defense secretary just sharing it on X as well, Pete Hegseth. And we'll keep you updated on any sorts of developments there. All right, 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Do we jump into war, or do we run as far away as humanly possible in the other direction? So I want to play some audio here. This is from an interview last night on my Newsmax show, and I interviewed a kid. He was the Student Government Association president of his community college in Philadelphia. He was impeached and he was removed from his position because they found out the guy is pro-Trump and he's a conservative. I kid you not. They literally removed him from power because the kid is MAGA. So I want you to take a listen. Now, cut to this is my interview with Frank Scales, cut 13.
And Frank joins us now. All right, Frank, what happened?
Thank you for having me on, Mr. Stern. So I won the election last spring, and I got to work, and we did a lot of good in student government. We went to Board of Trustees meetings, and we did a lot of other things. And slowly and slowly, I've always been conservative. And as that came out more and more, people actually still supported me. Students were still supporting me, but there were a few students who had a huge issue with my political leanings, and they used that against me, and the administration took them up on that. The administration went as far as to investigate me for essentially hate speech, and it took me $2,000. It took me months of my time, but eventually I beat that conduct case. I won it. Later on, I endorsed Trump. After Trump took that bullet and said, fight, 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 I was no longer going to moderate or be quiet about my support for President Trump. So I made an endorsement, and they used that against me and impeached me.
It's just unbelievable. So look, mm-hmm. There's an email that you posted about the revision of the school's constitution. Let's take a look at that. A clause was introduced reading that any officer may be removed for conduct deemed detrimental to the college or students. So let me get this straight here. Being a conservative is somehow detrimental at your school?
It's ridiculous. And that is what they believe. That is what the administration believes. School's supposed to be a place where we argue. And it's the marketplace of ideas, but Community College of Philadelphia is not that. And not just community colleges are affected by this, but Ivy League schools are affected by this. We need to bring back the marketplace of ideas at our colleges. They not only impeached me from student government, but they changed the Constitution to basically give the Dean of Student Life dictatorial power to remove anybody who causes harm. And we know, Mr. Stern, we know what that means when they say causes harm.
Yeah, so where are we at now here, Frank? So has anybody apologized to you at the administration level?
Nope. There were a few administrators who even knew what was going on, but they were all quiet. And the Community College of Philadelphia refuses to apologize or even talk about it. Quite frankly, they won't even really answer emails. They think that since I'm out of that position, they don't have to deal with me anymore. And that's how they treat all the students at the community college.
Yeah, it certainly sounds like a very, very bad situation there. And again, the idea that you got in trouble just because you supported President Trump. Now, I understand that you were found guilty of, quote, threatening behavior. What's that all about?
So that was the conduct case earlier in the year. And if we read the report of what the charges were, they accused me of supporting the founding fathers. So the college took that up and said, we're going to investigate this. And the conduct system is rigged because if they believe you did it, 51%, if you're 51% more likely that you did it, you're guilty. And then they rigged a juror. So the whole process is basically just a rubber stamp. You're guilty and we're going to discipline you.
All right. So where do things stand now? So are you still the president? I know you got impeached, but did they end up removing you? Where does that stand?
So they removed me from office. I'm no longer president of the student government at CCP, but I couldn't stay quiet. So I started Surge Philly with a partner, and basically we're calling out bias across Philadelphia because we believe that the institutions, educational institutions, but also the cities are going to determine whether this country enters a golden age or not. And right now there's a democratic machine that has a stranglehold over both. So as Surge Philly, we want to provide the conservative perspective on how we fix the issues in the city.
All right. Well, look, good for you, Frank. And I have no doubt you're going to be successful. And we're going to bulldog the school here. You're going to get your apology. That's just not right what they did to you. We're going to make sure you get that apology. Frank, I got to leave it there. Good luck to you.
Wow. It's just really sad what conservative kids are having to go through on these campuses. And we are reaching out to the community college, and we're going to get them to apologize. They've got to do the right thing here. All right, and we've got to do the right thing and take a quick break here. Again, our telephone number, open line Friday, by the way, whatever you want to talk about, we will talk about today, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Now, we just told you about what's happening with Russia and Ukraine and now the United States. Global unrest, and that always means confusion and disturbing things for the economy, especially the stock market. So if your entire retirement plan is wrapped up in a 401k or IRA, well, you need to listen to what I'm about to tell you. You need to check out my friends at Vault U.S. Gold, vaultusgold.com/Todd Stearns. I want you to go check them out. Vault U.S. Gold is the premier expert in protecting retirement savings with gold and silver IRAs. So they are all about diversifying your savings and your retirement, and they can show you how to do it. Again, it is vitally important, especially to have a shield against economic chaos. So go check them out, vaultusgold.com/Todd Stearns. They're going to give you a free gold investor guide. So they're going to show you how to do it. It's a free guide, no hard sale at all. You can also give them a call, 833-511-4653. Again, that number, 833-511-4653. This is the Todd Stearns Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right. And again, we have the breaking news of President Trump relocating a pair of nuclear subs near Russia. And all of that info now on our website. Live coverage underway at toddstearns.com. All of our website information will be updated as intel comes in. Let's go to the phone lines, 901-260-5926. Christopher, listening to us on KWAM in Memphis. Hi, Christopher. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing, sir? I listen to you every day around this time. I enjoy your show.
Thank you.
I am very concerned about Trump sending nuclear capability vessels towards Russia, because I didn't want to be here for the rapture, but I definitely didn't want to go this way. Russia cannot bow down to this. They're not going to punk out. They're not.
So
I don't know how this is going to go good for us. I don't see it.
Christopher, do you? I'm not a hawk. I'm a peaceful man, and I believe, yeah, if our nation is under attack, then we have to respond. We've got to protect our own interest. I just don't see where we have an interest in what's happening over there in Ukraine. However,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, so where do you stand on that? Because you know, half of the conservatives say, yeah, we need to be fighting a war, and the other half say, no, we don't.
I don't think we're supposed to be the world's police. I don't think that we're supposed to get in everybody's fight and say, hey, you guys stop that. That's really not, I don't think that's our job just because we think we're 90% Christian or whatever. I don't even think God wants us to do that. Just run out and just protect everyone. We can't. We have to worry about our own nation. We got people here drowning, on fire. The roads here in Memphis are horrible, and they're running around filling up potholes instead of paving streets.
Well, we may have to use those potholes to hide from the nuclear blast. So,
that's what I'm thinking. I'm trying to find a deep hole right now.
You got to look for the silver lining there, Christopher. You know, I hear you on this. I think Trump is a peace through strength kind of a guy. And but you're right. I mean, Russia may very well respond. I think the greater concern is not necessarily we're going to have a nuclear war with Russia. I think we could have an accidental nuclear war with Russia, and then all you know what's going to break loose. So,
because everybody else is going to get involved.
Yeah, yeah. One wrong turn, one misstep, and, you know, you've got big problems.
Yeah, it's a lot of people out there don't like us.
Well, if you think it's been hot in Memphis now, yeah. You know, here's the interesting thing about Memphis. It is actually one of the strategic locations. I mean, if you're going to declare war, Memphis, because of it's a transportation hub from the port of Memphis to, you know, the airport, FedEx. We have air freight trains, the whole nine yards here.
It's in the center of the United States almost. And why wouldn't you hit the center?
It's
that's not making me feel better, though.
I'm sorry about that, Christopher. Well, you know what you need to do? Go to what's your favorite barbecue joint?
Here in Memphis, the barbecue shop on Madison is the best, especially if you like brisket.
That's actually a good joint. I've been there, and my dry cleaners is right at the end of that little shopping strip there. Mercury Valet. They do day of service. One of the few left in Memphis. Oh, hey, Christopher, I got to go. I wasn't watching the clock. Hang in there, my friend. I don't think we're going to glory just yet, so I think we're good. We'll be right back, everybody.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. Funny thing about being fast, you end up waiting a lot. First to show up, first in line, then just waiting. Me, I rev up Chumba Casino. With over 200 social casino games, no slow lanes here. Why sit around when you can spin? I'm already racing. Your turn. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. That's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right. Welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. And again, the breaking news. And we have the story and the president's full statement at toddstearns.com. I want you to go and check it out, and I'd like to get your take on it. President Trump making some big military moves today. The president now repositioning two nuclear submarines. We understand those to be Ohio-class subs. Those subs can carry the ICBMs after highly provocative Russian comments. I want to bring into the conversation our good friend, nationally syndicated radio show host, and he is the sage of Santa Clarita, California, Joe Messina. Joe, good to have you with us today.
Thanks for having me, Todd. Always appreciate my time with you.
Are you in your bunker right now, the nuclear bunker?
I'm hunkered down and come get me. You know what I'm saying?
We just had a guy, Christopher from Memphis, and I suggested that maybe we could use our giant potholes in the event of a blast. Just
well, wait a minute. Are you in Boston or something? I mean, they're the ones that have potholes big enough for a tank.
You haven't been to Memphis lately, my friend. This is pretty insane. So the former Russian president, Dmitry Medvedev, said earlier this week that President Trump's deadline to end the war in Ukraine is a step towards war. And so the president called him out yesterday. And I'm not sure what else is going on, but whatever it is, President Trump announced about 15 minutes ago, he's sending in the nuclear subs. What do you make of all this?
Do you really think that Putin is that sick or that dumb enough to want to truly start a nuclear war? I think this is a lot of saber rattling, and I think that Trump is showing him, unlike the previous administration, that he has a spine and a spine that will actually stand straight. And he, you know, come get us. We're not going to let you just go ahead and take over a country and then threaten us if we don't get out of the way. You're going to do a nuclear annihilation. No, we're not believing that. And I think he's standing strong to force Putin to back down.
I've never asked you if you were a hawk on this issue, but I just don't think we have a dog in the fight between Russia and Ukraine. What about yourself?
I don't think we do. You know, I'm with you. I don't think we do either. I think that from day one, we should have left this thing alone and let them get it worked out on their own. And you know, that's what NATO's there for. Even though Ukraine is not a NATO country, right? NATO was put together to keep Russia from, you know, invading Europe or causing all kinds of trouble there. They should have stepped up and done something, not us. We're not the world's police department, if you would. And that's where I get a little nuts, where we don't have to step into everything.
Yeah, I'm with you. And that was Christopher, our listener from Memphis, calling in and saying, you know what, we're not the world's police officer, and we're not. And every time we do intervene, we make things worse in many of these cases. So I say, let's look after our own. You know, when we have to fight, we fight like we did in World War II, and then we go home and we go about our business.
Yeah, the place that I kind of vacillate back and forth on, it's just because I'm not well versed in the art of war, if you would, is, you know, when you have places like Afghanistan and places like that that are training up jihadists to come here and cause trouble, I mean, at what point do you stop that? Do you do preventative medicine, if you would, to make it stop? I don't have an answer for that, but I think it's a valid question.
By the way, this news just breaking a few moments ago on Fox, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting is going to shut down. Your reaction to that news?
Well, praise God. There is a living God. Can't you tell? they're not going to. Do you really believe they'll shut down ultimately? I'm hoping and thinking that they don't use that as a ruse to try to get money from the American people or try to get them to turn against Trump. There's enough money out there. Curtail the stupid programs that you have at times. They have some really good ones. Let's not totally ditch them. I don't know, Todd, if you caught it about 2 years ago, they did a whole series on, you know, the American Revolution, if you would. Not the revolution away from Britain, but how we were growing and we were becoming the world's industrial leader. And they kept taking jabs at, you know, J.P. Morgan and such. And I'm thinking, you couldn't just leave it alone. You couldn't just leave it as real history and how we grew in that area. What an influence we had on the world in a positive way.
Look, I got nothing wrong with – I got nothing against tote bags, nothing against umbrellas, nothing against, you know, British period pieces. That's all great. I just didn't want to have to fund it with my tax dollars. That's all.
I agree. Nope, totally agree with you.
The statement here, by the way, Messina, this is coming from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Despite the extraordinary efforts of millions of Americans who called, wrote, and petitioned Congress to preserve federal funding for the CPP, we now face the difficult reality of closing our operations.
I'm heartbroken.
I can tell.
I don't know what you say to that other than they knew what they were doing. They knew what they were stepping their foot into. And, you know, they could have changed. They could have really been an asset for this country. But to your point, it shouldn't have been totally, tax-funded, which to a big degree it was.
You know, it's interesting because a lot of these, I was reading a report a few days ago that the donations are really starting to come in. So people are stepping up. And I'm like, great, that's exactly how it's supposed to work out. If you support it and you want to support that public radio station, then knock yourself out.
You know, Todd, I just had this conversation with a caller about Planned Parenthood and how we were on the wrong side of this issue and that Americans want this. And I said, great. If Americans truly want this, you don't need tax dollars. They'll pay for everything. You can do your fundraising and you won't even need us in the mix and you won't have to hear from us anymore.
I like that.
There was total silence afterward on the line. So,
look, I just, yeah. And by the way, we have Joe Messina on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line today. And Joe, again, this is a great thing. This is America at work. And if you wanna send $20 or $30 to NPR or PBS, you're more than welcome to do that. It is a free country. Just don't force the American taxpayer to do it.
No, and listen, if you love your taxes so much and you want to have it go for certain things, I think the IRS allows you to make extra donations to them, don't they?
Oh, have you been following the Sidney Sweeney, the American Eagle?
Oh, yes, of course, yes.
Now, I know you've got to be careful because Mrs. Joe is an avid listener of the program here. But, I mean, Joe, are you ready to go down to American Eagle?
Yeah, if they made pants my size, I'd buy a dozen of them, you know? But don't you love how this always backfires, Todd, on these so-called righteous people? You know, you can't get pants. They're sold out. Their stock went up. And they're running even more commercials along those lines. And I mean, seriously, how much do you have to drink to come up with the fact that a pretty young lady who happens to have blonde hair and blue eyes looks good in those jeans, and that's a marketing tool? What is the problem? What's your issue with this, people?
So now, and I predicted this was going to happen yesterday. So Dunkin' Donuts said, "Wait a second, we're allowed to have hot, good looking people in our ads." Wow. Okay. So they went out and got an Italian, and at first I thought it was Joe Messina.
Yeah. Thanks.
But it turned out to be Gavin Casalegno, who is an Italian American. He's starring in that big hit series. What is it? The Summer I Turned Pretty. Yeah. And so he's drinking poolside, talking about how he's got a good tan thanks to his genetics. Anyway, I want to play some audio here. Cut number 12.
Well, I'm off to 7-Eleven for my coffee since Dunkin' wants to act like American Eagle.
If you're one of those people who ran to Dunkin' after the Starbucks boycott started, what are you going to do now? Are you going to keep going back there? Or are they being added to the list? It is a great time to make your coffee at home. Such a good time.
Girl, are you allergic to cinnamon? Did you eat French toast this morning? I think Sydney Sweeney needs to pop a Benadryl. Somebody check on her. Does she owe somebody money or something? What was that American Eagle ad?
Joe, they're losing their minds.
I just love it. I think if they didn't have a cause to beef about, they wouldn't know what to do with themselves. They'd be sitting on the couch drooling all over themselves, not knowing what to do. And just because of that, we actually now have a Dunkin' Donuts here in my area. I'm going to go buy 2 dozen donuts, people, and a bunch of coffee for the people at the radio station. What do you think of that?
I think you're a great American patriot. Oh, by the way, I think we actually have the ad. Let's take a listen.
Look, I didn't ask to be the king of summer. It just kind of happened. This tan? Genetics. I just got my color analysis back. Guess what? Golden summer. Literally. I can't help it. Every time I drink a Dunkin' Golden Hour Refresher, it's like the sun just finds me. So if sipping these refreshers makes me the king of summer, guilty as charged.
You know, Joe, I didn't wake up thinking one day I was going to be the king of barbecue, but it's just the genetics.
You know, after hearing that, I'm buying 4 dozen donuts, okay?
4 dozen.
Seriously. I may eat them all, but that's beside the point.
And apparently, Arby's is getting involved. I don't know if you heard about this. Arby's apparently has a spokes babe now who clearly does not eat at Arby's. I think she eats a lot of salads.
Well, do you have Carl's Jr.'s back there where you're at?
Is that like Hardee's? I think
yes. That's
a Hardee's.
Yes, very much like Hardee's.
We've got Hardee's, yeah.
Yeah, do you remember the commercials they had where the scantily clad girl was either washing a car and eating the hamburger that was dripping all over her bikini? And there didn't seem to be any problems back then, and they were more than happy with the commercial. And I saw the men in the drive-thru, so I figured it was working.
There was, I don't know if you remember this, and our sports, so Dylan, our regular board op, is on vacation down at the Gulf of America, and so Parker is hanging out with us, and Parker is a big sports guy. And Parker, you may not remember this, but Terrell Owens, this was back in 2004, and Joe, do you remember this? The Super Bowl ad, this caused all sorts of chaos because they had Nicolette Sheridan, who was in Desperate Housewives. And she was in the Eagles locker room right as the Super Bowl was about to get underway. And the whole shtick was she had just gotten out of the shower and she revealed herself to Terrell Owens, who basically said, "Okay, the guys can go in without me for a few." And it was, you know, I mean, it was risque. ABC actually, I think that was the start of this wokeness because ABC actually had to apologize for the, it was a Monday Night Football game. They had to apologize for the whole sketch.
Oh, wait a minute. So there's a bunch of guys watching football on Monday night who saw that commercial that were opposed to it?
No, I think it was the ugly women who couldn't get dates. I think, okay. And I think those are the same people that we're dealing with now.
Oh, God. You know, I think you're right. That one, I don't even have a comment on that one, but you're right. I think, again, stop worrying about what that little 2% of the people that are screaming the loudest and just do what you know is the right thing to do. Just, you know, market your stuff, do it the way you need to do it. And I don't know, I get the biggest kick out of it. I think they're actually, it's free advertising. The more they scream about this, it's more advertising for that particular company.
It's brilliant. And again, the stock is going, you know, through the roof. So good for them. And I'm, you know what it is? I think finally these businesses are saying, you know what? We're tired of being bullied and harassed and harangued. we're going to do what's going to sell blue jeans.
Well, you know, the funny thing about it, you bring up a good point. The people that are screaming the loudest about this probably don't buy from you anyhow. And when you saw what was going on in the early days, they were boycotting this and boycotting that, those companies actually lost money. You know, when Target had their whole, gay, lesbian, transgender section, they lost sales. And now that they get back to normality, these companies are on the mend.
Yeah, we've got to figure out a way to do this for the radio station. Maybe we've got like a gardening show on the weekends. Maybe it's like bikini clad or something. I don't know. Well, swimsuits.
You know, Todd, a very good friend of my dad's back in Boston in the summertime, he had girls in bikinis selling hot dogs at the bottom of off ramps. And the man made a mint. So, I don't know, marketing genius. Maybe we should see what he could do for us.
I have no doubt that that happened. Joe, we got to leave it there. Joe Messina, everybody. You can hear his nationally syndicated program. Joe, where can people go if they want to get more info?
The easiest thing to do is go to joemessina.com. And Todd, God bless. Keep up the good work and have a great weekend.
All right, you too, Joe. Thanks a lot. Joe Messina, everybody. And we'll get Joe back on very soon. All right, we've got to take a quick break here. 901-260-5926. Open Line Friday, that's 901-260-5926. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back, and we're following the breaking news. President Trump relocating a pair of nuclear submarines, and things are heating up between the Russians and the Americans. This story is weird. So the headline is Onion Shampoo for Hair Growth. Yes, it's a thing. And don't worry, it won't leave your strands smelling funky. This is from Bethany Heitman, who is the contributing editor. According to experts, onion extract has sulfur, which can help strengthen your strands of hair and actually encourage hair growth. Is this true? I've never heard of this. Here is the story. French onion soup, delicious. Adding a grilled onion to your burger, chef's kiss. The latest TikTok trend, incorporating onions into a hair care routine. Yes, you read that right. Onion extract and shampoo may actually be beneficial for your hair. Onions are rich in sulfur and antioxidants, so there is truth in onion being potentially helpful as an ingredient in hair products. That's according to a board-certified dermatologist in Miami. Because of this, there are a number of shampoos on the market that actually list onion extract as one of their primary ingredients. How does this work? Do you, like, peel an onion and then you just rub it in your head? How does this actually work? It sounds like something they'd be selling over at, I don't know, Trader Joe's or Whole Foods. In general, over-the-counter shampoos with onion extract are gentle and sulfate-free. That said, if you have color-treated hair, you may want to think twice. Onions are acidic, so using them on color-treated hair can disrupt the delicate pH balance, which is probably why some of these folks have purple hair. Maybe they've been shampooing with onions. I'm just not so sure about all this, ladies and gentlemen. It's like the people who are big on garlic. Yeah, I'm not too sure I want to be smelling like onion or garlic. But anyway, there you go. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. Hey, now is a great time, ladies and gentlemen. If you haven't already done so, read my new book. We are getting great reviews over on Amazon, and if you want to go check them out, check out the reviews, and then go order yourself a copy of Star Spangled Blessings Devotions for Patriots. You know, I was in the drugstore the other day, and they actually had copies of the book. That was pretty cool. Star Spangled Blessings Devotions for Patriots, ladies and gentlemen. It is available at bookstores across America, Walmart, Target, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, you name it. And, of course, you can get a copy on Amazon. We also have a Kindle version. A lot of people asking about Kindle. And we also have an audio version of the book at Audiobooks. And yours truly was the narrator for that. So I had a lot of fun. recording the new book, and hope you will enjoy it as you listen if you get yourself one of our audio versions of Star Spangled Blessings. All right, hang tight, everybody. Got to take a quick break. Hour three of the big show just around the corner. Again, our telephone number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Open line Friday. We'll be heading to your calls coming up after your top of the hour news break.
From the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's right. I love this American ride.
And hello, everybody. Welcome to Hour 3 of the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Trust you are doing well. By the way, we do have some breaking news. And just want to repeat what we shared with you in the last hour, and we've got all of this over on the website, toddstearns.com. We can report that President Trump issued a statement just in the past hour, and the president announcing that he has ordered two nuclear submarines to be positioned near Russia. This follows very provocative statements made by the former Russian president. And we understand President Trump not very happy about all of this. And he says that the war of words is about to come to an end. So anyway, we understand two Ohio-class submarines armed with ICBMs are somewhere being positioned near Russia. We'll keep you updated, but a lot of people getting a little nervous. I think President Trump is illustrating his philosophy of peace through strength. That's what I think is going on here. But the president is pretty adamant that the war between Russia and Ukraine needs to come to an end. Write down our telephone number. We're going to get to our calls in just a matter of moments, 901-260-5926. Again, our telephone number, 901-260-5926. Now, we've also been following a big story coming out of Nashville, where well over 1,000 young Republicans have been meeting at their annual convention. On our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line is Hayden Padgett, who is the YR, the Young Republicans National Chair. Hayden, good to have you with us on the show today.
Glad to be back. Thank you.
So let's talk about how things are going. I know you guys have been hearing from a lot of folks, a lot of conservatives, and many of them from Tennessee. Any surprises out of the convention this year?
Not a surprise at all. I have just been struck by how energetic not only the leaders who have come to speak with us, like Governor Lee, but all of the members here from every state and Puerto Rico and D.C., everyone is just thrilled and excited by what's going on with President Trump and our majorities in Congress and the Senate. So that's just been the main theme I've been struck by.
So you guys represent a wide swath of age groups, but I would say a lot of young Republicans are already established in their careers, maybe in the early stages of that. What are you hearing from those people? Are they happy with the economy? What are some things that we need to be paying attention to?
Yeah, that's right. We call ourselves mostly young professionals. We're starting our careers, starting our families, getting our roots in. I wouldn't say everyone's happy with the economy yet. There's a lot of damage to be undone from Joe Biden. But I think our members, at least I hear from them, that they are hopeful that what President Trump has been doing and will continue to do is working. It's making things better. It will continue to make things better. And so they are optimistic. They see the future as better than today.
Well, yeah, no doubt about that. And it has to be exciting, though, to see young people, especially embracing the Republican Party, embracing conservative ideas in their lives.
No doubt. I was as shocked as everybody was with how big of a swing there was with young people voting for the president last fall. Though, as you come to look at it, it's actually not that surprising, but it is certainly very encouraging.
When you see what's happening in Tennessee, and of course we are one of the states where we've been accepting a lot of refugees from these blue states. We are very hospitable people. We just ask that you leave your far left politics back home. What's that experience been like being here in the volunteer state?
Well, I come from Texas, so I have a very soft spot in my heart for Tennessee because of your namesake for why you're the volunteer state. We're very grateful for you and that and the hospitality you've always shown us. And the thing that has been very cool for me to see is just how much growth is going on in Nashville, how many new buildings are even here from the couple years ago when I visited, and how much energy there is. And it's from all these folks who are choosing to come into a state that's governed by Republicans and is so well run, and invest themselves and their companies in the state and embrace what is Tennessee and not trying to make it what they came from. It's been very exciting.
I am curious, Hayden, as we start looking towards the midterm elections, there's going to be some movement with a new RNC chair probably coming on board very soon. What is it that you guys are seeing are the big issues as we head into the race for the midterms?
Well, first, I'll just comment on the fact that you're right, we're going to have a new RNC chairman. I do want to thank Chairman Whatley for all he did and his partnership with us and wish him the very best in North Carolina. I think he's going to be a fantastic senator. But what we're hearing are going to be the issues. It's still going to be a lot about the economy. And it'll be mostly a referendum on the scorecard of the president of how is he able to get the economy in a better spot than where Joe Biden left it. And the good news there is things are looking pretty good for him right now. I mean, the economic growth data came out earlier this week showing a very surprising and very strong GDP growth. That just means people are going to have more money in their pocket. They're going to be able to spend the money better. It's going to eventually help to bring down interest rates because it's going to slow inflation. That's all very positive. And we're also seeing all these really great trade deals coming through that are going to make things even better as we progress into the next year. That's the big one. The second one is actually what you talked about with the breaking news in Russia. A lot of people are just worried about these conflicts going on throughout the world. And I certainly am very hopeful that the president will be able to continue his track record of great successes in foreign policy in helping to calm them down and bring peace through a very assertive United States strength.
Yeah, well said, well said. Hayden, we're going to leave it there. I know you guys are having a lot of fun. Don't have too much fun down on Lower Broadway now. I mean, y'all are, you're not kids anymore, right? You got to pace yourself.
My wife reminds me of that, yeah.
Exactly. All right. Well, look, we sure do appreciate the great work you are doing. Of course, we base our show in Memphis, Tennessee, and we know that a good delegation of our Memphis Young Republicans, they're up there, and we know they're representing West Tennessee very proudly.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for the time.
All right. Hayden Padgett, everybody, chair of the Young Republicans, and they're doing some great work. And I love this age demographic because you have a lot of young marrieds and folks just starting off in their careers. And many of them are new to the Republican Party and the way of conservative thinking. But they realized after looking at their paychecks, wait a second, why is the government getting all this money? And that's the whole point of being a Republican. We want smaller government and we want the government out of our business. I mean, that is the heart and soul of who we are as Republicans. All right, 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. I want to go to Justin from Collierville, Tennessee. Justin, thanks for holding on. What's on your mind?
Hey, Todd. Hey, you were bringing up a really good point earlier in the show. You were talking about as far as illegal immigration, but also our workforce, how much it is hurt because we don't have a lot of Americans, especially our younger Americans, that are work ready. And a big reason because of that is because they have been so overly medicated, and we have such a young population that is just addicted, especially when you look at, I look at my age, us 9/11 veterans, and especially how many of them are addicted because they have been overprescribed because of the VA and what has done to them. And so you look at what illegal immigration, what that's done, but also what President Trump is trying to do with RFK, with MAHA, trying to get America healthy. So it's kind of a two-sided coin. We're trying to fix illegal immigration, but we realize that we have a workforce that is addicted, and we're trying to fix that. So there's a lot of issues to unpack there, but at least, you know, to the point where we're talking about the issues domestically here that is wrong in America.
Yeah, you know, Justin, when you look at what RFK is doing, there are so many major dumpster fires burning in this country.
Mm-hmm.
But when you look at what RFK Jr. is doing and the over-medication and the fact that so many Americans have been medicated when they don't need to be, including a lot of kids in America, young boys especially. And if we can somehow get everybody, unhooked from these drugs, if we can get them, into the straight and narrow, imagine what that could do to transform this country.
Yeah, especially, I just want to hit on this. You know, I'm a post 9/11, a combat veteran. You know, I've lost way too many friends to suicide. That's another epidemic that's happening in America. And you can directly tie that. So somewhere we know the number is around 20 veterans a day that we lose to suicide. Actually, the number's more probably closer to 40 when you factor in overdoses. But, you know, God bless Trump and God bless RFK, what he's trying to do in fixing that country, and especially start calling out the pharmaceutical companies that are basically poisoning so many Americans and so many of our veterans. And I hope you don't lose any sponsorships because I'm starting to call out the pharmaceutical companies.
No, we're good. We're good. But look, I think there's a lot of truth to what you're saying, and we've got to deal with it. You're absolutely right. And by the way, Justin, I know that you're very involved in the VFW Hall there in Collierville, Tennessee, which is our farthest suburbs of Memphis. And you guys are doing a huge, huge veteran family barbecue bash this weekend. Tell us real quick about it.
Yeah, so Brad Bell, he is tied in with the Revenant Warriors. They specifically try to prevent veteran suicide. And, you know, the VFW has become one of the title sponsors nationally for them. We realize that kids are going back to school. We especially have such a young veteran population that lives in East Shelby County. So they're cooking a whole hog there. It's at 347 South Center Street from 10 to 2 o'clock. They're going to have a bounce house. They're going to have water slides out back in the back of the VFW. So if you're a veteran or you're a family member of a veteran and you got young kids, come out there. We'll have a whole hog you can eat off of. You can put the kids on some slides. It's just a good time. And so, yeah, especially Collierville is right on the edge of West Tennessee. So it's a good drive, but it's not too far if you live in Jackson.
I love it. And this is a VFW post 5066, 5066. And it is going to be a great weekend. Justin, we appreciate you and the great work that you do and the Veterans of Foreign Wars. Just a great, great group of folks. Thanks for calling in. And folks, if you're out there, you got to get out. I mean, I've been to a number of events here, and they're always so well done. We have a lot of military veterans in Western Tennessee, and it's so great to know that there are people taking good care of our veterans, and especially our younger veterans who now from the Afghanistan war, from the Iraq war, now have young kids that are, getting back to school. And I suspect that many of you across the nation listening to us right now, you have VFW halls, you have American Legion halls, and they're doing the same thing out there, taking good care of our of our fighting men and women, our great veterans. All right, we do need to take a break here. Open Line Friday, we're going right to the phones, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Mike in Clear Lake City, Texas, listening to us on Patriot Talk 920. Hey, Mike, what's on your mind today?
Hello. Say, I finished your book, Godless America, and the where you talk about homosexuality, and I think the phrase is how you butter your biscuit is your business, which is just another way of saying, you know, what two consenting adults do behind closed doors in the privacy of their own home is their business. Well, the problem with that is humans were created to have a relationship with God, with, you know, having free will, choose a relationship with God. He told Adam and Eve to go forth, be fruitful, and multiply. To me, homosexuality is more than just a sin based on sex outside of marriage. It flies in the face of why God created us. And again, because homosexuals can't reproduce, and now you got transgenderism, people aren't being created to do what God commanded Adam and Eve to do.
So, it's a fine point you're making. I understand where you're coming from, and I want you to understand where I was coming from with the book. And first of all, thank you for reading it. It was one of the first books that really sort of exploded out onto the, you know, the national scene. Under our Constitution, and this is the context of it all, under the Constitution, you are afforded that right. That's what I meant when I said, you know, it doesn't matter how you butter your biscuit. it's because the Constitution allows you the opportunity to do that. And that doesn't happen, you know, in a lot of these Muslim countries where they kill people for being gay or lesbian or whatnot. And that was the point I was trying to make in the book is, you know, under our form of government, it is a lot about free will. So long as you're not, you know, hurting children or you're infringing upon my rights, Mike, that the Constitution affords you the right to live your life how you see fit.
Agreed on that, but now, like, the homosexual movement, to me, is taking it's never a case of, okay, here's the finish line, we've arrived. You know, they come sure. out of the closet, they can get married, they can adopt. It's constantly pushing the envelope. Now you got transgenderism. What is the finish line? What is going to make these people happy? Because it's just a constant push of basically undermining the biblical version of a family.
Well, I think there's always going to be that tension, but I would suggest to you that things have gone, I think the push by the radical activist has gone too far. I think they've far overstepped the mark, and I think we're starting to see a lot of pushback even within the culture, and people are really going back and embracing, you know, the traditional family. I mean, when you look at young people, the number of young people, and we'll try to run the numbers on it, Mike. But I think a lot of young people are even getting married earlier now than they did. And a part of that reason, I think, is embracing the traditional Bible-based value system, you know, that this country used to, I would say, by and large, used to abide by. Mike, I got to run here, my friend. Thank you for reading the book, though. And I appreciate you disagreeing with me and giving me a call. All right, hang tight. We're going right back to the phones. 901-260-5926, our number. That's 901-260-5926. We'll be right back. Got a note from one of our listeners. They said about the big renovations, $200 million White House ballroom that President Trump is going to be building. This listener asked not to be identified. Said, Todd, are you really surprised by this? President Trump needs more ballroom. Indeed, he does. Welcome back to the Todd Stearns radio program. Happy to have you with us today. Let's go to the phone lines. It's Open Line Friday, 901-260-5926. Say hello to Luke in Georgia, listening to us on WDUN. Luke, what's going on?
Hello, Mr. Todd. Hey, last night, Chelsea Gilbert, she said she dropped a bombshell. All right, she had discovered that Pepper and Comey had been over there to UK and helped them set that sensor up. And so far, they arrested 12,500 people for the sensor. All right. Then Clapper come back a couple weeks ago over there trying to help Brazil, you know, set up the same thing. And what the whole thing is like when they were during, I guess, around 17 and 18, you know, 2000, they were trying to, you know, set up censorship at, you know, at Twitter and all this stuff. And they I'm not quite understanding, and maybe you know more about it. And they were saying, like, they were trying to come up with one world order where they...
Where were you watching all of this, Luke? Where were you watching all of this? You're talking about Tulsi Gabbard. What were you watching?
All right. I heard it this morning on this show. It's out of South Carolina. The lady's name is Tara.
Okay. I haven't heard any of this in the mainstream at all, even from, you know, Glenn Beck or Alex Jones. And I know Gabbard was... Tulsi was on Glenn Beck's show earlier today, and so I haven't heard any of that, so I'm not quite sure about the information that was that individual was giving. I do know this, and I can say this. Tulsi Gabbard has done a tremendous job exposing the Russiagate, the whole collusion story. And she is over the target, and we know that because, and I just want to go through here real quick, Mark Elias has already stopped posting on X. John Kerry turned his Twitter account private. Peter Strzok deleted his entire X history, and I think that they are panicking right now. And by the way, these are individuals who are part of the deep state. So Tulsi's been doing a brilliant job, and really the part of the brilliance, Luke, is the way that Tulsi has released the information, showing, first of all, here's what Barack Obama did. Then yesterday we found out what Hillary Clinton did and how clear Hillary Clinton not only knew that the Russia collusion stuff was a hoax, but that she wanted them to perpetrate that hoax. And now we're waiting, and the next shoe to drop is going to be what Joe Biden knew. So anyway, I appreciate you calling in, Luke. But again, I think that information has not yet hit the mainstream, so we're not able to confirm that. But we certainly thank you for listening in. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. By the way, coming up tonight at 5 o'clock on the Todd Stearns Show on Newsmax, we will have live reports from the White House with all of the breaking news surrounding the redeployment of two nuclear submarines, the war of words between the United States and Russia. It's ratcheting up a little bit, so we'll keep you updated on that. And don't forget, Newsmax now on the New York Stock Exchange, and the reason why is because millions of people just like you guys are joining our news revolution. Newsmax, the fourth highest-rated news channel just behind CNN, which is why President Trump loves Newsmax. He loves a success story. By the way, I want to remind you, download our free Newsmax app on your smartphone or TV. You can start watching today. You can get the free Newsmax app, and you can also check out Newsmax shares on NewsmaxInvest.com. Again, go to NewsmaxInvest.com for more of that information. So look, we've also been following this crazy situation out in Cincinnati, where you have black lawmakers who are now defending the black mob that attacked these white tourists in downtown Cincinnati. Our good buddy Bill Cunningham, he was on Newsmax with me again last night talking about the very latest. Let's take a listen, Cut 15.
Good to have you back with us again. I want to get your reaction to what this city councilwoman said. That's unbelievable.
Well, you know, Todd, when this came out and I saw it about an hour after she posted, I said, that's a mistake. Somebody hacked her account. This can't be true. And then about 7-8 hours later, there was a friendly reporter who contacted the president pro tem of city council, Ms. Parks, to say, now, wait a minute, did you say that? She doubled down and said, yes, that's what I think. Yes, that's what I believe. Yes, that the woman who was beaten within an inch of her life, and all over the internet you can see Holly's photos of what she went through. So this older member of city council, who is ruling in the absence of Aftab Purival, who remains in Canada, by the way, he's due to come back later today or tomorrow, and much like Karen Bass, left L.A. when it was burning and went to Africa. We have a mayor, Aftab Purival. He's a metrosexual mayor who went to Canada and is there, coming back later today or tomorrow. And she's in charge until then, but she believes that as a woman, another woman wanted to look like that, having been beaten and punched in a brutal racist attack in downtown Cincinnati. And she said, after all, she begged to have it done to her. I thought it was a misprint. You know, Todd, about 150 years ago, one of your buddies, one of mine, someone I enjoyed, Mark Twain said that when I die, I want to be in Cincinnati because Cincinnati won't find out for 5 or 10 years. What's happening now in Cincinnati happened all over the country the last 5 or 10 years. Lousy public schools, no job creation, open-air drug dealing, police that are demoralized. We have speed bumps instead of law enforcement pulling people over for violations. City council has gone completely woke. Sanctuary city attacking Donald Trump and the city of Cincinnati all the time, as the city is literally and figuratively under riot control by individuals who couldn't care less about any of the moral issues that they're breaking. But to have someone in high leadership saying this woman begged to be beaten like that, what the hell's going on around this place?
Yeah, look, it's a good question. She's got to go. Yeah, she's got to go, Bill. Any chance that she can be forced out of office?
Zero. Zero. She's doubling down. There's one or two council members that want to say, it came out later about an hour ago, and said, you know what, she shouldn't have said that, but we respect her service. She's a pro-Hamas. She's in favor of sanctuary city status. This is an environmental extremist and a queen of DEI who thinks demoralizing the police, defunding the police, is the way cities should be run. Can you name me one democratically controlled city in this country that is not in total collapse? Whether it's L.A. with Karen Bass, in Africa, then back for the fires, in Chicago after the disaster of Lori Lightfoot. Heck, they elect Brandon Johnson, who's to the left of Lori Lightfoot. Now Mamdani is about to seize control in New York. And many have said, I love a lot of the Newsmax columnists who say, you know what? What we have here is let them stew in their own juices, eliminate, get rid of the major cities. But let's face it, Todd, I don't think we can be a great nation if we have every major democratically controlled city in total collapse, controlling the philosophies of Mamdani and Victoria Parks, who thinks these individuals wanted it to happen. Not only wanted it to happen, the beatdown, they begged to be beaten in the streets of Cincinnati as the cops are nowhere to be found. And I hope, you know, the election's about 90 days away, and she's not running for re-election, but if she did, she'd be reelected. Aftab Purival, the metrosexual mayor of our city, is cruising to a second term, enacting the same policies of Victoria Parks. We got problems.
Unbelievable. All right, we've got to leave it there. Our Newsmax Cincinnati bureau chief, Bill Cunningham. Bill, thank you. We'll be in touch.
God bless him.
Wow.
All right. Yeah, there you go. Bill Cunningham, he is, you never know who's going to show up on the show. And Bill was a lot of fun. Did a great job, though, describing what's happening. You know, we were talking about this on KWAM earlier today, the radio station I own here in Memphis. And the situation between downtown Cincinnati, downtown Houston, downtown Memphis, very similar, very similar. As a matter of fact, there's a left-wing magazine called Memphis Flyer, and they did a huge story about how the problem, and they interviewed all these local journalists in Memphis, and the journalists are just, they're either as woke as the day is long, or they just don't know. They don't know any better. But they were all interviewed for this piece, and the basic premise of the story is that the reporters in Memphis say the issue is that there really is not a crime epidemic, that it's just a perception problem. But then they turn around in the same article and talk about how their newsrooms, they don't have enough reporters to cover all the crime that's happening in Memphis, Tennessee. I mean, you can't have it both ways. You can't. You just can't. Anyway, that situation in Cincinnati is bad, and it's not just because of the people getting mugged and attacked. It's an ongoing systemic problem, and the same thing is happening in major cities, and the common denominator in all of these stories, the Democrats are in charge. I mean, it really, that's the common denominator. By the way, got to give a shout out to our good buddy Matt, who owns Patriot Talk 920 in Houston. I love it. The guy just posted some video, or some photos rather, he and the entire family at the gun range. Their Fire Armadillo TX. I love this. What a great name for a gun range. So good folks here. That is, if you're in Houston, that is your Second Amendment radio station right there, Patriot Talk 920. I guarantee you it is the most secure radio station in America, and we may be number two here at KWAM. All right, got to take a quick break. 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. I was scrolling through the Instagram last night and came across this great little bit from a comedian. And I don't know who this guy is. We're going to have to find out who this guy is. But he was talking about rednecks. And it was really funny because everything this guy said is the absolute truth. Cut number five, please.
Apparently, you've forgotten something. Apparently, you've forgotten that this is the United States of America, most powerful country on this planet. And it's not because we have more money or we're better looking. No. It's because we have something in this country they don't have in other countries. That's right. I'm talking about rednecks. Good old boys with an arsenal in their basement that have been waiting for just such an occasion since 1775. Oh, believe me, foreign troops land in the South, there'll be a line of pickup trucks and NASCARs heading down I-95. Marines will show up 3 hours later, nothing but beer cans and shotgun shells. What the hell happened here? War's over, baby! They come on shore in their little boats, right? Man, Jimmy's got two Evan Roots in that bass boat. He just ran them right on over. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, he must have got some sand in his eyes because they didn't see me on the beach with that 12 gauge.
It's true. That is all true, every bit of it, ladies and gentlemen. And it's again, this is why foreigners will never be able to successfully invade the great United States of America. All right, 901-260-5926. Parker, this is for you. I know you're a big Auburn fan, and your guy Bruce Pearl. You know, it's interesting. He is not afraid to speak his mind.
Definitely not. Never has been.
I'm surprised they haven't told him, you know, coach, you got to ease up a little bit on the politics, coach.
I feel like the way they're going to handle it is if he keeps winning the way he has, two Final Fours in 5 years, they'll keep letting it slide.
Fair enough. Here is the coach weighing in on Barack Hussein Obama. Take a listen.
I get so frustrated when I hear what a terrible country we are, how racist we are, how this is not the land of opportunity for everybody. Look, we've got a lot to work on, and there's racism that absolutely does exist, and it's wrong. But it's a lot better for my players than it was for their fathers, or for their father's fathers, or their father's father. And so I want my guys to recognize there are going to be obstacles, but not roadblocks. And that's what Barack Obama did. However, as our president, other than just love listening to him talk because he's such a great orator, I disagree with so many of his policies. I thought in so many ways, rather than uniting us as a country, even in by race, he divided us. Everything was black and white. Everything was the obstacles that were against, you know, my players from being successful. I'm trying to teach my guys, look, I don't want you working at Subway. I want you owning five of them. And that's possible. I think in many ways, Barack Obama told a different story. So it's hard to criticize him, though, because you get a lot of feedback that's really, really negative. My point on Obama the last time was this. He was calling on Israel for a ceasefire. He was calling on Israel to stop the war. He was calling on Israel, like, to release the hostages. And I'm like, dude, they're not the ones holding the hostages. They didn't start this war. The war and the violence and all the atrocities that go on both sides of the war end the minute that Hamas surrenders, releases the hostages.
All right, so there you go, a little taste of Bruce Pearl. You know, I wonder, because Tuberville, your guy Tuberville, is leaving the Senate, wants to be the governor of Alabama. Maybe Bruce Pearl could be running for office.
I've heard that to be rumored, but I also know that he is very happy at Auburn and recently got an extension on his contract. So maybe further down the line, that would not shock me one bit.
Down the road.
100%.
What do you think about Nick Saban? I mean, the rumblings are Florida State.
See, I just don't see it. I don't think it's impossible that he returns to coaching. That wouldn't shock me.
Mm-hmm.
But as an Auburn fan, it would just stun me to even see him coaching anywhere besides Alabama.
I think he's bored.
I think he is too. I think when game day gets going in a month, that'll help him out traveling every week. But he's been helping Alabama recruit, which is a crazy thing to see.
Do you think that he's having fun? I just don't, you know, he does a great job on TV, you know, as an analyst. But I just don't think he's having fun. I may be reading it wrong.
No, I think there are moments where it does look like that, and he definitely has more fun winning on the sidelines than sitting up on the college game day desk. But I think the younger guys on that set, Kirk Herbstreit, Pat McAfee, and that kind of group, kind of lighten the mood for him to kind of keep it loose and kind of keep him engaged, which is a good thing to see. And even though I am an Auburn guy, his analysis on game day was amazing last year.
It was pretty amazing. It was pretty amazing. But some days you're just like, you're thinking, he's thinking to himself, who are these idiots? You know what? I'm just saying.
There has to be that part in his back of his mind. Like, I know more than all these guys combined.
Exactly. All right. Folks, that's going to wrap it up for us. Wow, what a day. And look, any breaking news, head over to ToddStearns.com. We've got you covered, folks. We'll let you know what's going on. Don't forget, tonight, 5 o'clock Eastern, the Todd Stearns Show on Newsmax. We have a terrific program lined up for you. In the meantime, get out there, enjoy your Friday, and be sure to go to church this weekend, everybody.